It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, coming to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Friday, the 20th of June, 2008. I'm going to get into this FISA deal in depth in just a few moments. The FISA changes, the electronic changes, the bill was 6304, H.R. 6304, passed in the House 293-4, 129 against. I'll get into that this afternoon. These people, I'm telling you. Hey, but what I want to speak about here for a few minutes, there's a Freedom Festival coming up in, of all places, Sturgis, South Dakota. And I am going to be up there. There's a lot of good speakers that are going to be there, folks. I'm telling you, it's going to be a headliner show. Going for, let me see, oh, who are the guests? Yes, that's what I need. Ron Paul is going to be there. Ernest Hancock is also going to be there. Frank McEnulty, he's presidential candidate, New American Independent Party. Let me see. Come on, Malice, work for me today. There we go. Who else is going to be there? If I can get my mouse to work. Come on, Malice. There we go. Carl Whitaker, he's running for the governor of Tennessee. Jim, now my mouse is working too well. Back up here. Jim Babka, he took over downsizedc.org. Jack Blood is going to be up there. Michael Badnarik is going to be there as well. Tommy Crier, Russell Means, Melinda Pillsbury Foster, Vicky Karp, Abby Waldman DeLozier is going to be there as well. Janet Phelan, Pat Shannon, writes for the AFP, Mary Webster, Michael Mims, he's the author of The Underground Lawyer. John McManus is going to be there as well. Red Beckman, and I'm slated on the 3rd to speak right behind Red. I'm going to be up there for the 3rd and the 4th, July 4th. Dr. Mary J. Wuert is going to be up there as well. And let me see who else. They're still adding speakers to this thing, folks. This thing is going to be humongous. I mean, very, very large. So what you can go and do to find out more information on it, and they did a good job on this. And this time around, the Granny Warriors have done an outstanding job of promotion for this thing, getting the speakers lined up. They have campgrounds up there. I mean, this is going to be cool. This is a good time for patriots all to commiserate. Now, if you go to the website, revolution4freedom.com, they have the banners and the flyers to promote this, campground information, the event schedules, who are the guests going to be. They got vendor spaces available. They got a bunch of stuff going on. This is going to be a whole lot of fun. So that's going to be in Sturgis, South Dakota. Or is that North Dakota? I think it's South Dakota. At any rate, I'll be up there on the 3rd and the 4th speaking. Jack McLam is going to be there as well. We'll be right back, folks.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back. Folks, again, go to that page, Revolution for the numeric for revolutionforfreedom.com. There's I'm excited about this. Any rate, on to today's business. I was watching C-SPAN all this morning, watching the Congress critters very, very closely, and they were voting on H.R. 6304, and it was a bipartisan effort, all right. It was a one-hour debate. Wasn't even a debate. This was just a dog and pony show saying that, oh, we're all satisfied with what has been done. Now, Dennis Kucinich got up there and just cooked the issue. He obviously is not for it. Many other and a lot of Democrats got up there as well and just lambasted this thing. Jackson Lee got up there. She's from Texas down here. She didn't like the thing either. But of course, our California compatriots, they just sold out, even after admitting they got tons of emails and calls into their office. And the final vote on this thing was 293 to 129. It goes to the Senate next week. And I'm going to provide you with some numbers. I hope you know who your senator is. There's only two of them per state. I'll see if we can put up a list here on republicbroadcasting.org page. But this is not good. The interesting thing that happened with this, though, and people are starting to get the message that forget your partisan party politics, rah-rah for the Democrats or rah-rah for the Republicans. During this vote, while they were actually holding the vote, C-SPAN went to the phones. And with the exception of one lone individual that's brain stupid, well, you know, we got to fight terrorism and, you know, George Bush and blah, 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 blah. And I'm listening to this and I'm going, eh. But caller after caller, whether they were Republican or Democrat, they were all saying the same thing. What is wrong with these people? We're not in favor of this. But they're going to do it anyhow. And you better believe that they've had all their ducks lined up for some time in a row for the Senate to pass this thing. And I witnessed something else here, that two congressmen, one congresswoman, walked up to the podium after this vote was cast to change their vote. They voted in the affirmative. They changed their vote. And I'm going to tell you why they did that. And I'll tell you the exact reason why they did that. To save their political scalp? Yeah, you betcha. But I can guarantee you that their congressional office in Washington, D.C., their lines were burning up. Their congressional offices in their respective states, their lines were burning up. It was a bipartisan effort on as far as Congress was concerned, but, man, I'm telling you, what I heard came in, and it took about, I'm going to say roughly 15, 17 calls. Only one person was dumb enough to fall for the terrorism thing. Yeah, let's give up all of our rights here. You know, and I said this the other day, and I'm going to do this again, because people need to have this drummed into their heads. Politicians, the wonderful bureaucrats, forget statesmen, and especially judges, all these clowns would have you believe that too much freedom is going to result in chaos, especially in times of this terrorism. So, therefore, what we should be doing is gladly giving up some of our rights for the good of the community, for the good of the nation. After all, we've got to fight Al-Qaeda. Now, in other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws and more jurors to enforce these laws, even if we have to give up some rights in the process. Well, let's examine this pretzel logic here for just a second. They believe the more laws we have, the more control, thus a better society. Now, theoretically, this might sound pretty good to some people, and apparently many of our Congress critters and senators, and especially this regime, and I'll call it that, the president, vice president, his cabinet, the attorney general, and all the rest of the assembled clowns that think the Constitution, as George Bush put it, was just a GD piece of paper. Now, this is being evidenced, folks, by the thousands of new laws that are added to the books each year in this country. But no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact is that once you give up a right, you're losing a choice, a free choice of free men and women. This adds another control. Control's real name is bondage. I call it slavery. And the logical conclusion would be, if you gave up some rights, this would evidently produce a better society. Then if that is the train of thought, then if we gave up all of our rights, we could produce an absolutely perfect society. And we could do a lot of draconian things. We could chain everybody to a tree, let's say, because we lack trust in them. They may be a potential terrorist, or they might be a potential criminal. Now, sure, that's going to prevent crime, being in a gulag or chained to a tree. But it would destroy our privacy. And that's exactly what they did today with this FISA deal. And folks, privacy, your right to conduct your own business out of the scope of intervention, out of the scope of the perusal of the government, this is the heartbeat of freedom. It also would destroy trust, which is the foundation of dignity. Now, rather than giving up these rights, we should be giving up the wrongs. The opposite of control is not chaos. More laws do not make less criminals. And the gun grabbers out there will try to tell you that, well, we need more gun control. We got to take the guns off the street. That's going to make a safer society. Folks, I'm glad that Australia and England did what they did for no other reason but to demonstrate to the people here in the United States that obviously have been sleeping way, way too long, that allowing somebody else to look out after every aspect of our lives is not a good idea. We got to give up those wrongs, not the rights. William Pitt of the British House of Commons once proclaimed, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human liberty. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." Somebody rattled a cage of the callers into C-SPAN, and keep in mind something, folks. These people that call into C-SPAN think they're politically savvy. They don't know the agenda. They really don't know the forces at work. They really don't understand that there is an ongoing agenda here. So they myopically look at this issue and that person, and that's all the farther they ever get. They don't have a complete picture of what's really going on in this country. And they myopically pick through it looking for that proverbial needle in the haystack. And once they find it, they think, I've got the key to the puzzle. I've got it now. And I'm going to suggest this again. The people that I heard calling up on C-SPAN today, by the way, weren't what I would deem patriots. They're bystanders to the overthrow of this government, to the absolute dissolution of this great republic. But I was encouraged that no matter what they were, Democrat, Republican, Independent, it didn't matter. They all said the very same thing. What in the hell is wrong with these people? Don't they know what a constitution is? This is going to further fan the flame of freedoms in this country. Because all of a sudden, it's not Democrat and Republican, it's now constitution, of which these people, I didn't think they could even say the word, let alone know what it is. They were using terms, some people were using civil rights, 14th Amendment critters that you are, but the majority of them were saying constitutional rights. You can't violate the Constitution like this. So this is cut across party lines. It's cut through the political fog that people have been walking around in a number of years that think that they know, but they don't know squat. I was very encouraged by that. Very encouraged. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John.
Hi.
And, John, I think, all of us, the people that have been paying attention, maybe things are working out for us a little bit better than we thought. I've been calling all of my congressmen and all my senators, all of the congressmen, my one congressman and my two senators, and several other congressmen and senators, and calling about the Federal Reserve and the value of the dollar and all of that. And, I asked them the question, have you gotten many calls on this? And especially in regard to the price of oil and why oil and why gasoline is so expensive. And every one of them have said, we've gotten thousands of calls. So maybe things are working out.
Well, and hang on a second here, Steve, because I want to underscore this point again. We got a lot of people that are running on third party or Constitution Party, Libertarian Party, so on and so forth. Chuck Baldwin, by the way, he's going to be up at that Granny Warriors deal. I just love it. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There you go.
Here's a way to remember something important. Okay, here I go. Oh, get the tea, oh, get the tea. Because of you, I'm losing. Oh, get the tea, oh, get the tea. Because of you, I'm not snoozy. I like the way my tummy feels. I like the way I eat my meals. Oh, get the tea, oh, get the tea.com. Because of you, I look good. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. That's get the tea. There we go. You think I'm ready for Larry King? Life Change Tea. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Steve, you heard me talk about the pressure from above, pressure from below.
Yeah.
Now, everybody is jumping into the arena here on third party, constitution, libertarian, and that's fine and dandy. I know the gal that's going to be running the campaign for Chuck Baldwin. There may be some surprises there. There may be a few surprises come voting time. Now, none of these people, including Ron Paul, will be speaking at the convention. We all know that.
Right.
But from what I heard on C-SPAN, they were all saying that, you know what, we need a third party. And I was absolutely astounded. I think this has been the trigger, even though that they sat through the Patriot Act 1 and 2, they've sat back and watched the total information awareness that was dissolved but then reinstituted. I have been watching people sleepwalking for a long, long time, but I have never seen a response to anything like this. And I don't care if it was on gun control, I don't care if it was on Patriot Act, I don't care what it was on. I have never, ever witnessed a response like this from people just making comments on one bill that these Congress critters were doing. Never before.
Yeah, and, you know, John, I find it interesting because, like I said, I think the kick in the pants has been the gas price. And when people, you know, it's interesting. I've been listening to local talk radio here in Northern Ohio, mm-hmm. and they're not blaming the oil companies. They're blaming it on the value of the dollar. And they're absolutely right. And I just found it amazing that I'm hearing more and more people. They're beginning to sound like me. And I can't believe it. I really can't. I mean, I never thought that people would come around. And, you know, John, I was listening to Neil Cavuto today, and he had someone on there, and they said that if Israel goes and attacks Iran, you're looking at $200 oil and $6 to $10 a gallon gasoline.
More than that.
Yeah, probably.
You know, because I'll tell you what's going to happen, because the reason why this has been ramping up the way it has, it isn't because of Saudi Arabia. It isn't from our sources of foreign oil. It's because of the speculation that's going on out there. And it's not going to be $200. It'll be $300 because the speculators, and you've seen what they've done just to scare people. Oh, a Nigerian pipeline, you know, it sprung a leak, or it was a terrorist thing or something. Any little excuse to go out there. I mean, they ran their peak oil scam crap. They were in on that as well.
Yep.
And anything to lay the groundwork for what they were doing, manipulating the prices. And the problem is not fixed. The problem is that the deregulations have been taken off. The Security and Exchange Commission, they have totally gone to sleep. What CFTC? They have open seats that nobody is at home there as well. And why should they be? If you're going to totally deregulate something, why do you need the SEC? Why do you need the Commodity Futures Trading Commission? Why do you need these entities? Because they have just been essentially neutralized.
Well, you got to remember, John, that there's an awful lot of people that are working for them, and you can't just put them out on the street, can you?
So, yeah, I can.
Yeah. You know, we've got a lot of people talking in Ohio here, too, because we've got some banking problems here. We've got Fifth Third Bank, National City, Key Bank, and Huntington. They're all in trouble. And we got people that are worried. They say, should I leave my money in the banks, or should I take it out? What should I do? And then I see, too, that, you know, we're very dependent on manufacturing of automobiles here in Ohio. Ford, GM, Chrysler are all on credit watch now. And along with all the suppliers like TRW, which is based in Cleveland, and Dana Corporation, and just all of their suppliers. So, you know, putting on credit watch, that means, you know, they're in trouble. So we've got some major, major problems here in this country, and I think the gasoline is the one thing. You know, and when Bill Clinton said, it's the economy, stupid, well, he was absolutely right. And he hit it right on the head, and people are paying attention now because they want to know, why is it costing me $100 to fill up my pickup truck? Why is it that I can't afford to buy food anymore? I mean, you know, what's going on? Why is it?
And
so I think people are paying attention, and I think your program and your network and talk radio in general, you know, not all of it, but some of it anyway, is going to be more and more important as time goes on because people are really, really looking for answers.
They are, and thank God we were able to hang into this with this network. We just had our fourth anniversary here, aside from a few problems. We've just had our fourth anniversary. And they say, Steve, that timing is everything. I can think of a no better time in history in this country to revive real talk radio out there, because you're right, people are seeking answers. But the problem is that they're not being adequately explained as to the problem and its cause. They're just given the little emotional human interest hot push button stories. I'm watching the news every morning, and it's getting more ridiculous and more ridiculous, if that's even possible. They're trying to do more entertainment, more yuck, more goofing and playing around than anything. And I think that this might be the end of cable news services. I mean, they still might be there. They're going to have a lot less employees and a lot less viewers, and they're still probably going to be broadcasting, but I think you're going to see a mass exodus of the controlled media and their propaganda, because people, well, you said it, Steve, they've had enough.
Yep, and it's happening now.
It's happening right now. Steve, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. 800-313-9443. It's an open phone Friday, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. Last month, we ran ads stating that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. While the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen, it is estimated that over 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought of storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. 1-800-453-2202. Larry Matlick, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6 that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Act now. Call Ready Reserve at 1-800-453-2202 or visit us on the web at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Even going back a year ago, almost a year ago, New York Times ran an article, Spies, Lies, and FISA, and they were talking about the Democratic lawmakers trying to repair a deeply flawed bill on electronic eavesdropping. Now, of course, the White House at the time was pumping out the same old fog of fear and disinformation it used to push the bill through Congress in the summer of, 2007. And by telling Americans that any change would deny government critical information, make it easier for terrorists to infiltrate, expose state secrets, and make it harder to save American lives. Now, there's no truth to any of those claims. No matter how often Bush says otherwise, there's also no disagreement from the Democrats about the need to provide adequate tools to fight terrorists. Well, wait a minute here. I thought the midterm elections with the Democrats, we were going to pull our troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan and bring them home. Then why would any extremist Muslim group want to come over here and blow anything up? What I see this as is a ramping up for further operations in the Middle East, is why I think the reason why Congress did what it did today. The 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act required a warrant to intercept international communications involving anyone in the United States. Now, a secret court granted these warrants quickly every time it was asked. After 9/11, the Patriot Act made it even easier to conduct surveillance, especially in hot pursuit of terrorists. But that wasn't good enough for Bush. He ignored the FISA law and ordered the National Security Agency to intercept phone calls and emails between people abroad and people in the United States without a warrant. As long as the target wasn't in this country, and folks, if you believe that, I got a bridge that I'll still say up in Minnesota. He didn't announce his decision. He allowed a few lawmakers to be brief, but withheld key documents. The Special Intelligence Court was in the dark until the Times disclosed the spying in December of 2005. And during 2007, last year alone, the FISA approved 2,370 applications to conduct electronic surveillance and physical searches in the United States in 2007, up from 2,176 applications approved in 2006. And for the first time, the report includes information regarding the number of total requests made by the Department of Justice and the National Security Letter Authority for information concerning U.S. persons. In 2006, the government made approximately 12,583 NSLs. And again, that's the National Security Letter. You just draw up a letter and you give yourself the authority, and there you're off and running. And they made these requests on 4,790 U.S. persons, not foreigners, U.S. people. I read my Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, computers, that wasn't written at the time, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or the things to be seized. They don't want to do it. And I am hearing the further drums of war for Iran. Israel basically came out and said the other day, and they just did 100 plane sortie, organizing strikes against Iranian targets. Whether the United States initiates it or is right behind Israel, let them start attacking Iran. And of course, I'm sure for the security of Israel, the United States will be right hot on their heels, because they've been waiting with bated breath for a reason or excuse to go in Iran. This isn't just about Afghanistan. It isn't just about Iraq. And if pretzel logic would hold with these Congress critters, excuse me, if the hijackers on September 11, 2001 were Saudi Arabians, why did we go to Iraq? Oh, I'm sorry, we went to Afghanistan because we're on the hunt for Al-Qaeda, a CIA operative that has worked with the CIA. And of course, we're still looking for the guy. We can't find him. But we found Saddam Hussein in a hidey hole. How much more of this tripe is the American people going to start swallowing, or should they stop swallowing? When are they going to shut their mouths and open up their ears and open up their minds and their hearts to find out what's really going on? Gary in Austin. Hello, Gary.
Yeah. John, I heard you talking a little earlier. I just tuned in and heard you talking just a few minutes ago about third-party votes.
Mm-hmm.
And my fear is that a lot of Ron Paul supporters may just go and vote for the lesser of two evils, so to speak. And I know that's been discussed before, and voting for evil is still voting for evil. But I just want to encourage all of those third-party people to vote, you know, whether it's Green Party or whether it's Constitution Party or whatever the third party is, to continue to cast their vote for a third party candidate. Because if we can amass numbers in the general election of 15 to 20%, I really feel like it'll really push the third party movement ahead.
Well, and Gary, if it's any indication, what I heard today, people are fed up with the Democrats and the Republicans. And I spoke last Friday night to Chuck Baldwin's campaign advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, the first thing that came out of my mouth is that if we don't get a third-party person in there, and I don't care if they're from the Green Party, I would hope not, because there is so much socialism and Marxism in there that
it's
almost disgusting. But I get your point about let's not vote for Barack or the albino chipmunk.
Right.
I understand that. But there may be a groundswell in people casting a vote, not for the lesser of two evils, but for another candidate, maybe a Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party. Maybe Bob Barr, Libertarian. That wouldn't have been my choice. I don't know where the Libertarians are at. They've been operating for 30 years, but I'm not saying Bob Barr is a bad guy, but he doesn't quite get it. You know, I'm sure that he's trying, but we saw where he was schooled and where he was brought up and what he was a part of.
Mm-hmm.
So my idea here, I mean, let the third party people go after the top echelons here. Let them throw the monkey wrench into the national or the Congress critters in Washington, D.C. And in the meantime, Gary, now that we're good and mad about what we've been seeing, maybe the American people will take it upon themselves. It's really and actually their responsibility, not just to be a voter for the next clown that comes down the highway that's lesser evil than the other guy. But maybe we take the responsibility, because it seems that we know more about how this government's supposed to function, what the Constitution is, how it's supposed to be applied, that we start doing this at our state level and all the way down to our county, our townships, our cities, our counties, and, yes, even our states. The key to this, to rebuff and hold the feds at bay, is really the key to this thing is really in the states. So let's work this from below, but also throw the monkey wrench on throw it on their shoulders. Let's muck up their works at the top to slow those critters down.
Surely it's going to be a bottom up movement. My only fear is that we don't have enough time to get that done, but it shouldn't prohibit us from participating and trying to get it done.
Gary, I'll tell you what, I've heard all the excuses that any one person could offer over the years, and it's that, we can't win, or it's just all fixed, it's this, it's that, and it's the other. I've heard all the excuses, and I've heard just what you just repeated of late, that I don't think we're going to have enough time. Well, I know one thing, we've wasted enough time.
Oh, yeah.
We've certainly done that, and we get this thing moving in the right direction. See, this is, a lot of people are missing this. This is a true grassroots educational program as well. It's just not a matter of putting a good guy in a seat.
Right.
This is education 101 to once again reacquaint people with their duties and their responsibilities, what the Constitution is and what it means and why it was so valuable to hold on to it. I mean, I can see at the same time that I'm really miffed today, I'm also is equally excited because of the response that I'm finally starting to see from the American people. I didn't know what was going to wake them up. I was hoping there wasn't going to be an economic crash, and then people are going to wonder and start asking questions at that point. But we have an opportunity. We have a duty. We have an obligation, because we are the government. We, the people. We've let a lot of people, and we figured our patriotic duty was just to vote for the best guy. No. If you don't have a best guy, then it's our duty and our responsibility to fill that seat with our own keister if need be.
Yes, yes. It's participatory. It's not a spectator sport.
No, and we've been spectating on it, and I'll tell you what, the price of admission for this circus has been quite high, has it not?
Absolutely.
All right, Gary.
John, on another note.
Yeah.
On another note, I'm here in Austin, and I was wondering if it might be a possibility that we could, those who listen locally in Austin and in other areas too, could call into or write letters to the program managers of the various radio stations in town and try to get you, in particular the National Intel Report, on a major station in various areas.
Well, and I'd
encourage people to do that if that's something you think would be beneficial.
Well, and I do radio. I've dropped my other program that I used to co-host. I've dropped that. I am willing and able, and I will go anywhere to talk to anybody at any time. I already do the program. So it is high time now to quit fooling around. And I'd be more than happy to be on more AM and FM stations out there. This week alone, we just entered into an agreement. I picked up 7 this week alone.
Yeah.
So, the more, and I'd like to think that I'm a more calmed, reasoned approach to this. I have a pretty good handle on stuff. And thank God my age, that added to my wisdom basket a little bit. I still get a little fiery at times, but I think that I could be of a good asset out there in radio land.
I agree. We could do with less Jeff Ward. We could do with less Hannity and less of some others, and get some more real radio on real talk radio on the airwaves.
I'm all for that because we are running out of time, and I'll tell you what I'd love to go up against Jeff Ward in the Austin market.
That'd be great. You'd knock your socks off.
Well, and I've spoken to Jeff before. I was one of those bored people, as right now people are sitting in Austin traffic, hopefully listening to this broadcast. Maybe they're listening to Jeff Ward, and I was gridlocked in traffic, and I mean stuck. And there was nothing on the dial. There's Jeff Ward blathering away. He never interviews anybody. And when he does, it's just to waylay the person and let's have a little bit of fun with him. I called him up and I said, what's the point of your program? He says, well, you called in, didn't you? And I said, yes, I called in. I said, but let me repeat my question. What's the point of your radio program? He said, well, you just called in. Obviously, you're listening. I said, I'm listening because I was skipping through the dial. And I said, and you were the only thing on. I said, I didn't feel like listening to music. I said, but the real reason I stuck around and listened to your program and called in is what a waste of time that you are. He got really hot under the collar, and I said, look, I do talk radio as well. I said, there is a million and one subjects you could be talking about right now, but yet you just waylaid somebody that you shouldn't have brought on the program. I noticed you never interview anybody. You never talk of anything of any substance. But I said, if you want to know the real reason why I called in, I said, I'm disgusted with people like yourself. Oh, I made the man really hot. Yeah, I'd love to go up against Ward here in Austin. No problem.
That'd be great.
Hey, Gary,
I just encourage all our Austinites to go ahead and call some of these radio stations and write letters to the program manager, and let's get you on opposite Jeff Ward. I think that'd be a great thing.
I'd be more than willing and able to take the task on.
Okay, brother.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate your call. David in Austin. Hello, David.
Hi, John. I wanted to tell you I'm a big fan of your show, and I'm driving in Austin traffic as we speak.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to ask you a question, and then actually Gary, the previous caller, had brought up some of it. What's really interesting to me, and especially in this election year, is the idea of, all the reading that I've done, all the research that I've done, all the practical research and life experience that I've had has shown me as a voting-aged adult that what I want, what we want as a people, is actually meaningless. And my question is, has anybody ever tried, or is there a movement out there to sort of say, let's do our own election? I don't care for either of these candidates. I think Ron Paul is the best American that is available to us today. There are a lot of people out there that have been sort of duped into believing the smear campaign against Ron Paul, calling him a racist or calling him this.
Right.
Why, as Americans, do we consistently play into this dog and pony show when in first grade civics, in seventh grade civics, whatever you want to say, they tell us that the delegates pick the electorate, pick the president. Our vote is a straw poll. Our popular vote is a straw poll. So I listen to all of the, I listen to all of the radio that I can. I read what I can. I hear people talking about this vote and that vote. The bottom line is we've been handed two candidates who none of them are any good.
Well, and I understand that, and you know that as well, Red, and as many programs that you've listened to, you're one of the knowledgeable ones out there. But what is spectacular to me today was to listen to the people that thought they knew the political process that were absolutely disgusted, and they were actually calling for a third party. That's what I found to be amazing and a ray of hope. David, thank you for your call. Yell out the car to everybody while you're stopped in traffic. Tune in to 96.3. We'll be right back. Thanks for your call, David.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Sheldon in Arizona. Hello, Sheldon.
Hey, John. I had a great suggestion. How about putting a link somewhere on the website where we can bombard somebody in charge of XM satellite radio to help get the network on XM?
That's a thought. These guys are kind of pricey, just ask Joyce and Dave. They were only able to, I think, put up 2 out of 3 hours, and I think it was costing them, or no, 1 hour, and it was costing them $500 an hour. Yeah, I mean, these and Sirius Satellite right now is going to, the FCC just cleared You know, whatever happened to fair competition out there? They just cleared the way for XM to buy Sirius out. I think Sirius stock, they drove it down to about $2 so XM could acquire it. But there's only one satellite network out there now. So, you know, here we go. So we're further consolidating the power. I don't know what happened to, you know, fair competition or antitrust laws. I guess that's a thing of the past. But in order to get this network up there running 24/7, it would cost more money than I think you or I would be able to rob, beg, borrow, or steal in a year.
Yeah, well, they want to shut us all up. That's one reason they make it too expensive to do that. You know, I'm always, on a different note, I'm always wanting to contact you, and I just want to thank you for keeping this network alive, because without this network, we'd really be in the dark. You really have a good, high-quality lineup of hosts, and I really appreciate bringing on the new host of the network, Darren Weeks, on the 28th.
Mm-hmm. There are going to be more additions, and the quality of this network will keep going up. I guarantee that. And when we reach such time, but it's a matter of semantics, but more than cash than semantics, I would like to get to the point here that we've got great host and then very, very good host. But I'd like to have another satellite to give people more variety out there. But right now, we're just stuck with the one bird because it's operational cost.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate keeping the network alive. You know, a lot of times I don't really even care to listen to your show, but I really appreciate what you're doing with, you know, bringing these high-quality guests on.
Well, Sheldon, thank you for that backhanded compliment. I appreciate that.
I'm a man that speaks the truth. Have a good one, John.
Okay, thanks, Sheldon. Sheldon, I don't know what I did to Sheldon. I must have really miffed him off one day because Sheldon was, you know, pretty kosher and pretty cool, you know, but all of a sudden one day, you know. But I thank you for that, Sheldon. That was a nice compliment, I think. At any rate, Tom in Pennsylvania. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon. Well, I did what you said last week. I sent Republic $100 and got 10 Freedom to Fascism and been passing them out to people such as attorneys and state legislatures.
Got any feedback yet?
Well, the one guy watched it twice. He was so interested.
Really?
Yeah. The other thing is, you confused me on two things. You said either earlier this week or last week, and that is, you said that Abraham Lincoln's real name should be Springsteen?
Springsteen.
And the other one is, we don't know who Bill Clinton's...
Bill Clinton's birth records, the only president, elected president, that his birth records were sealed.
Okay. Now, what about Lincoln? Now, you've got me totally confused because my great-great-grandfather and Lincoln's mother were brother and sister. Don't hold that against me now.
Now, hold on here. Run the lineage again.
My great-great-grandfather, Joshua Hanks, and Lincoln's mother, Nancy Hanks, were brother and sister.
Okay.
But I thought Thomas Lincoln was Abraham Lincoln's father.
The name wasn't Lincoln. It was changed from Springsteen to Lincoln.
I never knew that.
Yep.
Men are...